We enjoy celebrating National FFA Week, and our Christian County FFA members, one of their advisors, with us this morning as well here at WKDC. So good morning to you guys. Good to have you out today for FFA Week, and we'll start right here. What's your name?
My name is Cassidy McAllister, and I'm one of the advisors at Christian County High School.
Right. Cassidy, tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing for FFA this week.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we're really excited about is that we want all of our members of our high school to be involved and to learn that this is FFA week. So we actually have several dress-up days. It is a short week, but we still are making the most out of that with pigs in a blanket for PJ Day on Wednesday. Thursday is going to be our America Day, so it's red, white, and blue. And then Friday is our FFA Day, where members can wear jackets, but then everyone else can wear blue and gold as well.
And you're actually new to the program. Your first year there as well, right?
Yes. This is my first year back in Kentucky. I'm originally from the area, but then moved back and was super excited to have this job here at Christian County High School.
Well, glad to have you here. You joined another new FFA advisor with you as well, and I can't remember his name.
But, absolutely. That's Mr. Jacob Jaworski.
Yes. And, of course, Victoria Mohan, also your advisor. She's been there with Olivia Clark and the crew for many years. And
yes.
So, good to have you guys out this morning. Appreciate what you guys are doing for FFA Week. We'll talk with you about some of the things you guys teach. But who's here? Mr. Luttrell, tell me a little bit about you.
My name is Luke Luttrell. I'm the president of the Christian County FFA and the Pennyroyal region. FFA Week is a long-standing tradition dating back to 1948. It's in celebration of George Washington's birthday and the impact that he's had on the ag industry from the very beginning. So we're really happy to celebrate with them this week.
Well, Luke, tell me a little bit about you, president of the region, and
yes,
that's a pretty awesome opportunity there, too, to be a regional president in addition to Christian King. What are some things that you're doing this week for FFA Week?
This week for FFA Week, I'm celebrating with my chapter, but we're also doing things as a region. This entire month, we've been holding a canned food drive, and it's kind of wrapping up at the end of this week. So we like to have a really big push this last week so we can do as good, much good for our community as we can.
Canned food drive. What are you going to do with the canned food? What's your goal?
We're donating it to each school's youth service center so that it's students helping students.
I think that's wonderful. Neat idea to do that. And, of course, the entire region, there's no telling how many cans. Any idea how you're doing so far?
At our school, I believe we have about 200 cans, and I know Hoptown was doing a really big push. It was a requirement for them to go to the Farm Machinery Show, so I know that they're doing really good, too.
Yeah, I know you guys, part of you guys were at the Farm Machinery Show last week, too. Enjoyed seeing you guys and visiting there as well last week. And so tell me a little bit about you. What's your SAE and FFA?
My SAE is working at my family's locally owned feed and seed store in Pembroke, Luttrell Feeds.
Congratulations, y'all won in the Best of Western Kentucky. I saw that this morning.
Wow, I did not know that. Yeah.
Congratulations. When I saw the name Luttrell, I'm like, I'm going to wait and see what he says, but I bet he's one of those.
Yeah, I did not know that, but that's really big.
We'll continue our visit with Christian County FFA and let you know a little bit about them. Luke Luttrell, you were telling us a little bit about your project, your SAE and FFA.
Yes, sir. My SAE is with my family's locally owned business, Luttrell Feeds. It's been a really great opportunity to be able to go up there during the summers and when I'm off of school like today and just to get to experience the ag industry and from that perspective.
As Cindy mentioned, you guys are winner of Best of Western Kentucky. And tell us, what all does Luttrell Feeds do? What do you guys do?
So mainly we do our bulk feeds and our bag feeds from our feed store. In addition to that, we also clean wheat during the summer, and that's where I mainly work and help with, but that's mainly what we do.
You don't know a guy named Bryce, do you?
Yes, I do. He's my uncle.
Yeah. Bryce worked with me here as our ag edge intern back a couple of years ago, so enjoyed having Bryce here for sure. And so how do you think your experience in FFA is going to help you in the future?
I think that FFA has really helped me to come out of my shell. Before FFA, I was extraordinarily shy, would not have talked, especially on air or anything like that. But it's really just helped me to grow into a better person and given me experience in public speaking.
Wonderful. Good to have you this morning, Luke. Congratulations on being regional president, too. That's a real undertaking in addition to being chapter president. So
yes, thank you.
Big job to be a regional officer there as well. A lot of things going on. And next of all, who do we have over here again?
Yes, I'm Gracie Hale, and I'm the chapter secretary for Christian County.
Gracie, tell me a little bit about what do you do in the FFA?
Since I am the secretary, with all the meetings that we have, I keep record of those, and for all the reports that we have, I make sure that they're in the system and up to date, so that way when it is time, come, I think, May or March, for March, when they have to go in and check for the reports that they're all in and up to date.
And you're stationed by who at your FFA station? Washington. Emblem of, is it still the Emblem of Washington, is it? Or Iroquois. Yeah. Washington's the treasurer. I was a treasurer when I was at Christian Academy many years ago. So I get them all mixed up. But I was the secretary of the region, so I can't remember. But anyway, interesting to do that. What's your SAE? Tell us a little bit about that.
My SAE is, I work at Christian County Grain in Pembroke, Kentucky. And
what do you do there? Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
I kind of help with a lot of everything. I help file. I help weigh trucks. Right now, we're kind of in the middle of construction, but I kind of just do the middle of everything, help everybody.
You see the grain market from a totally different perspective, don't you?
So yes, I do.
I bet you do. That's fantastic. Well, good to have you out. What do you think FFA is going to do for you in the future?
Just like Luke said, it has brought me out of my shell. Past family members have been in FFA, and I think it's just going to help me get out of my shell and do more in life for me.
Wonderful. Good to have you here this morning. And your name is?
My name is Hannah Buttram.
Hannah, tell me, what do you do in the FFA?
I'm just a member, personally, okay. But in the FFA, I do help with, like, I try to contribute to the fundraisers that we have, and I help the teachers. Like, some days when I don't work, I do co-op as well, but when I don't work, I try to help out with the teachers and the advisors, right, and help them, you know, just kind of keep up with everything.
Right, makes sense.
So I feel like I do a little bit for them, you know, like I just kind of try to help them out, and like, so they don't get too overwhelmed, because they do a lot for FFA.
Tell me a little bit about your SAE. What are you doing in the FFA there?
I work at the Pet Lodge in Hopkinsville. So basically I take care of a lot of dogs. And I also work the front desk there, so I take care of appointments, grooming appointments, make sure all the shot records are up to date. And then, like, but the number one thing I do there is really take care of the dogs. We make sure all the dogs have, like, everything they need, and we make sure our customers are satisfied and make sure that they know that we're taking care of their dogs in the way that they want.
So. You obviously have a real passion for animals if you do that.
Yes. So. I didn't even know I had a passion for animals until I joined FFA. Personally, I want to be an interior designer, but since I joined FFA, I really did find a passion for animals, and I found out that I just really love, like, agriculture, and it's just really more important to me than I thought it was, really.
Well, I think that's neat. You think maybe this will change your career goals in the future based on your love for the pets there?
I think so. I'm not sure. Yeah.
You can make their stalls or their doghouse.
Yeah, I mean,
you make them look great. Yeah, so you can kind of incorporate it all.
Yeah, I make sure their blankets are laid out nice and neat.
I think
and
that would be
their
fantastic.
Water bucket is the perfect size. Yeah.
Yes, and coordinated in colors.
Yeah.
And the Pet Lodge specializes in making the pets feel special. So it's obviously what they do. So I think that's obviously a good place for you there. So very good. Congratulations.
Thank
for that.
You.
So obviously you really found something you enjoy there. So that's wonderful.
Yes.
And good to have you out there. Ms. McAllister, you might take the microphone back again. Tell us, you guys teach a variety. And of course, I'm a Christian County graduate back in 1986. Way before all of you guys were probably even thought of, but 1986, class of 86 there at Christian County High School. And tell us, what do all you guys teach now?
Absolutely. So we actually have several pathways. There are three of us that are teaching at Christian County High School, but we do have four different pathways that we offer to our students. So one of those that is really one that all of our students get a little bit is our agribusiness pathway. And that is including our freshman classes. And then we rounded off the class that all of our seniors will take will also be an agribusiness class as well. We do have a horticulture, which is our plant science pathway that I personally teach. And then we have an animal science pathway that Mr. Jaworski and Ms. Mohan split. And then ag systems, power and structural technical systems. That one is Ms. Mohan's mainly.
And you guys are pretty strong in your FFA membership this year?
Yes, yes. We are really lucky in that we are an affiliate chapter. So that means that all of the students that are taking our ag classes are FFA members. So that means that we've got at least 250 students that are in our chapter this year. Not necessarily all of them are active, but we do encourage them to at least have some role in the chapter, whether that's participating in fundraisers or an activity or chapter meetings or doing an SAE, which is a requirement for our classes.
And I'm thinking you guys are working some with eighth graders as well, aren't you? A middle school program?
Yes. So we have a brand new eighth grade or seventh and eighth grade program at Christian County Middle School, and that is Cassidy Meyerhofer who is in charge of that program. They actually just got started up with their first FFA chapter, and that's a huge undertaking. They were not able to officially start that until the new year came around because of membership, but they now have several members, and they have had several meetings as well.
I know that has to be exciting. Christian County, probably one of the top agriculture counties in Kentucky. So, Absolutely. Obviously, to start them out at a young age, start your FFA members out in seventh and eighth grade, that's a real advantage for you guys when you get them to high school. You can really work with them.
So. Yes, we were really lucky with eighth grade Ag Day. Several of them had already had a little bit of taste of what ag looked like, and then they were just that much more excited when they got to see what our high school offered for them.
Wonderful. I think that's great. You mentioned the greenhouse.
Yes.
Are you guys getting ready for plants soon?
Yes. We have tons of blooms that are starting up this week. Over the weekend, they all started blooming out. Our plant sale is going to be starting on April 13th. That's our opening day. So we still have about 7 weeks, 6.5 weeks left until the plant sale, and I know that they're just going to keep growing.
I think it's wonderful. I think Ms. Mohan told me last week, she said, we may get set up a time where we can come visit with you guys.
Please.
Last time I was there, you guys, each of your students have their own table. They're very proud of what they're working with.
They are.
Well, fantastic. Well, congratulations. Hope you guys have a wonderful National FFA Week. It's shortened a little bit, but I know you guys will have a great time at Christian County and appreciate the great job you're doing there.
Thank you so much.
And our Christian County FFA visiting with us this morning on the WKDC Country Club for National FFA Week.